violence and abuse. What can I do? Information for disabled or deaf women from Vision Sense. Hello. This information is for disabled or deaf women or women who have an impairment or long-term health condition. If you have been a victim or survivor of violence, if someone has hurt you or done things to you that you did not want, this is for you. Disabled women experience many different types of physical, sexual, domestic, psychological or institutional violence. Degrading or frightening things said about you or your impairment, financial control or abuse, removing equipment or neglect. You are not alone. Your abuser might have been a partner, family member, care worker, PA, teacher, or someone you did not know. It doesn't matter how long ago the incidents happened. You can still gain support today. Disabled and non-disabled women researched together in this project, funded by the European Commission. This information is about your rights and services in the UK that can help. The project identified barriers to accessing services or information, made recommendations, and found what works. The information in this leaflet is also available in large print, BSL, and easy read. You can access them at women-disabilitiesviolence.humanrights.at/publications. You have the right to support and information after violence. In this information, we will talk about the project, types of violence against disabled women, advice and support, and where to get help. About the project. This was an EU project from 2013 to 2015 with research in Austria, Germany, Iceland, and the United Kingdom. The project was funded by Daphne III and was called Access to Specialised Victim Support Services for Women with Disabilities Who Have Experienced Violence. Universities, disabled or deaf women, service providers, including shelters or refuges, counselling services and victim services, victims and survivors all worked together. The project had three elements. 1. Assessing the legal and policy framework. 2. Surveying disabled or deaf women, focus group discussions and in-depth interviews, and service providers, online survey and interviews with staff members. 3. Developing good practice examples and recommendations. What did the research find out? Disabled women have experienced violence 2 to 3 times more often than women in the average population. But disabled women also experience severe barriers in accessing support, information and services after violence. The main findings of the projects, including the final short report, recommendations for service providers and this brochure for disabled women are available to access in easy language, sign language and audio files at this website women-disabilities-violence.humanrights.at/publications. Findings across the 4 countries in the study. Many disabled women in the 4 countries experienced serious and severe violence. You are not alone. Many disabled women were attacked in institutions by carers or at home by partners or men in their families. when people hold power over disabled women like us, it stops us telling people what has happened. Sometimes we are scared about losing the support we need. Many disabled women have been deliberately threatened or isolated by the person who was violent. Many perpetrators of violence take away our mobility or communication aids or give too much medication to stop us from telling people about what has happened or escaping. This is against your human rights. Many disabled women experienced sexual violence in childhood, but only recognize it later, so support is there when you need it, even if it is many years afterwards. There is a pressing need for disabled women to have safe spaces where women can get practical, social and emotional assistance from a person we trust. Several women told us about the moment when they felt for the very first time that they were being taken seriously. It was very positive when someone believed them, but many services do not have the money or knowledge to remove barriers or create accessible information, so more funding is needed. Disabled women who are victims or survivors can have an important role to play in tackling violence and making society, including schools, workplaces, families, and public places, safer for other women. All disabled or deaf women who were interviewed aimed to live in an inclusive society in which being disabled or being a woman were not barriers to access, safety or life chances anymore. In order to achieve that aim, it is the task and the duty of policymakers and service providers to fulfil all rights of disabled women. Together, we can guarantee a violence-free life for disabled women in the future. Understanding types of violence against disabled women. Violence happens to disabled women in childhood, adolescence and adulthood, including psychological, emotional, physical, sexual or domestic violence and institutional abuse. One woman said, "There is no place where violence could not take place." Men use threats, control, isolation, or financial coercion to control the women they abuse. Sexual harassment, forced marriage, and rape were also reported. Violence and abuse against disabled women is often more complex, especially as disabled women can be dependent on individuals, institutions and services for the support they need. This highly increases the risk of being violated and being kept from seeking support. This cuts across cultural, geographical, religious, social and economic boundaries, including women of different class, religion, disability, age or sexual identity. Psychological violence featured very frequently in women's accounts. In all countries, women spoke of being treated with contempt, made to feel worthless, having threats, oppression, and of being frightened. For women living in their own homes, depending on a partner who was at the same time their care person, isolation, manipulation and control were very often huge issues. Often this was not recognised as violence, but as a normal part of the disabled person's life. One woman said, "He would purposefully give me the strongest painkillers when my friends were coming, and they couldn't come then, obviously, because I was asleep. He would cancel care shifts. He would then say that I'd cancelled them, because again, when you've had them tablets, you're not good at remembering anything, even what your name is." Physical violence was also a common experience shared by most of the women, illustrated by examples that ranged from being hit, spat on, punched, and kicked. Physical violence was severe, to the extent of being choked or attempted murder by suffocation. Impairment-specific physical violence included being denied assistance and coercion to undergo forced sterilization, being less able to defend oneself, being isolated, or having fewer opportunities was often correlated with increased violence. Sexual violence was among the most frequently experienced types of violence. Disabled women had been exposed to sexual abuse during childhood and adolescence. This ranged from touching genitals, sexual harassment in the public, to repeated rape, sometimes sustained over years. The still prevailing view that girls and disabled women are asexual was considered to have facilitated and encouraged the crossing of boundaries and the perpetrating of sexual violence. Abuse in institutional settings. Women living in institutions recounted disregard and violation of privacy, neglect, and being pressurized to do things they did not want to, and being humiliated. Service-related violence was always characterized by control and domination by staff members, which often led to disregard of respect of their self-determination and autonomy. The life of women in institutions was very often affected by sexual violence and abuse. One woman said, "A male staff member would barge into your room and, you know, take off the duvet. They just feel that, I don't know, that it's part of their work." Another said, "They took my chair. Now I'm very independent, but when people take my chair away, I'm a sitting duck." After about 3 hours of feeling degraded and abandoned and humiliated, I phoned up a friend and said, "Can you come and help me get dressed and get me out of here?" Forced marriage is a severe women's rights violation and a relevant experience of some of the disabled women in the UK study. In Iceland, the problem of losing legal capacity was raised in connection with the effect that women were completely hindered from making their own decisions, for example, relating to the place where they wanted to live. Apart from this, financial dependence on partners, institutions, especially in connection with an uncertain legal residence status, were mentioned as the source of abusive experiences. Disabled and deaf victims and survivors in the project wanted good assessment of women's needs and access requirements and psychological support in light of their experiences of violence. Support that allows independent living and empowerment. Best practice stems from those practitioners that are attentive, look at the person as a whole, and assess the situation as a whole, and offer good solutions that allow disabled women to live with fewer barriers. Organisations that promote awareness of what violence is have also been of great help to women who have experienced isolation and violence. Organisations that offer safety and anonymity, a non-judgmental and empathetic environment that allow women to express their feelings, outline their experiences and offer information and emotional support throughout everyday life. Recommendations for improvement. Disabled women also made several recommendations for the improvement of services and more effective responses with disabled women. Outreach programmes, awareness campaigns, workshops and information on violence and available support for disabled women in accessible formats. Employing deaf or disabled staff and volunteers in frontline services such as the police, prosecution services, specialist victims support services and refuges. This could make them more accessible and welcoming. Further employing deaf people in services would limit the need for interpreters, thus avoiding problems relating to anonymity and confidentiality. Regular face-to-face support and information updates. Information on the internet, although freely publicly available, is not accessible for all. The information should be disseminated to women in other ways, such as face-to-face meetings, etc., to overcome communication barriers. Examples of good practice. It was acknowledged that there was plenty of scope for better provision, as one organisation that was near the top in terms of adapted refuge provision acknowledged, a large number of disabled women were turned away on a regular basis. Nevertheless, some important initiatives and practices evident in this study included 1 VAW or Violence Against Women service had taken the initiative in forging links with a disabled people's organisation to develop research in collaboration with a local university. A service had developed a purpose-built refuge that had extensive features making it accessible to women with physical and sensory impairments. A VAW service had collaborated extensively with a disabled persons organisation to develop easy read materials publicising its services and how they might help. They were investigating ways that this information service could be extended. Specialist services for disabled women especially at risk of marginalisation extended help to BME, deaf women and older women. A few agencies extended support to disabled women to understand experiences of abuse and to make use of VAW services, so operated between the situation of disabled women trapped in violent relationships and VAW services. One service was proactive in assisting women with learning difficulties who were at risk of repeatedly being targeted by perpetrators. Where you can get help. For victims or survivors of violence and abuse. Free phone 24-hour National Domestic Violence Helpline 0808-2000-247. The helpline offers type talk and will not show up on your BT bill. You can email them and they will answer within 3 working days. helpline@womensaid.org.uk. Women's Aid Federation Northern Ireland 24-hour National Domestic Violence Helpline 0808-802-1414. Deaf Hope, Deaf Women's Refuge. Text 07970-350-366. Voice or Minicom 020-8772-3241. Fax 020-8772-3242. Email deafhope@signhealth.org.uk. Shakti Women's Aid Edinburgh. Email info@shaktiedinburgh.co.uk. Phone 0131 475-2399. Shakti Women's Aid is an organisation based in Edinburgh, working since 1986 to offer support, advocacy and information to all black and or minority ethnic women, children and young people experiencing and or fleeing domestic abuse. And that completes the information on this recording. The research was carried out within the project Access to Specialised Victim Support Services for Women with Disabilities Who Have Experienced Violence, with financial support from the Daphne 3 programme of the European Union. JUST/2011/DAP/AG/3293. The contents of this document are the sole responsibility of the University of Leeds, University of Glasgow and Vision Sense, and can in no way be taken to reflect the views of the European Commission. This audio version has been produced for Vision Sense by Bliss Ability Transcription, 34-36 New Green Street, South Shields, NE335DL. Telephone 0191 427 1666.